every time. And in connection with Gemara, we go over not every piece of Gemara, go over many, many halachas in Gemara. As we learn the Gemara, we go over the Psak and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch.
Will we be using the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur for that as well?
I think so. All right, so next year you have it. Eyo treifet v'beino. Nikubas ha-veishet v'pisukas ha-gaderes. If the veishet, the esophagus, gullet, was perforated, was pierced, pisukas ha-gaderes, so even b'mash, pisukas ha-gaderes, if the windpipe was severed, perupe, if the major portion of the circumference of the windpipe was severed, so it's treifet. Nikav krum shomeach. If the membrane of the grain was pierced, nikav alev lebischlole. If the heart was perforated into the cavity, in other words, it has to be a full neck. That if it becomes pierced into the cavity of the heart, nisbero hashetre v'nisak achuchal. If the spine was fractured and the spinal cord was severed. Now, why does it mention both? What is it? Both things have to happen. One thing, each one. So the important thing is of the severance of the spinal cord. But this usually occurs as a result of the fracture of the spine. When there is a fracture in the spine, so mele, the spinal cord becomes severed. But that's the important thing. Ashi pointed out. Eilu treifeis kol nekev imashu. Psuko liror bo berub. Libis chalolei. Vim lo yigia lecholo. Suppose there is a nekev in the membrane of the heart. But it doesn't penetrate into the cavity of the heart. So, kusone say, v'nikshel. Nishbora ha-shetre v'nipsar kachut shom. Chodi. Utreifeis dido mishum chutu. Not because of the fracture of the spine per se, but because of the severance of the spinal cord. The Nishbara Shedra, why does he mention? Why does the Mishnah mention the fracture of the spine? But the important thing is the psikasachut, the fact that the spinal cord was nifsek. If the whole liver was taken out and nothing remained. Now the Gemara will ask a kasha. From here, it appears that suppose a little bit of the liver is still remained, let's say. The major portion of the liver is cut out, but a little bit of the liver still remains, no matter how small it is. So it's not ready. And then it's mashma that only if a kazais, if a minimum of the kazais of the liver remains. So the Gemara has a kasha. Right. If the liver is removed and nothing remains of the liver, so it's treifet. If the lung became perforated or it became deficient, in other words, that when is a nekev in the ray and make the behemoth treifah only if it is pierced into the bronchi that are somuch, that adjoin the lungs. But if the nekev in the lung does not penetrate into the bronchi, so then it's not treifah, according to Rashi. Nikva kev. Now, a behemoth has four stomachs. So the four stomachs are called in the Gemara keres. That's the first stomach. That's called in English the rumen, R-U-M-E-N. That's the first stomach. From the esophagus, the food goes into the rumen. That's the keres. Then, from the rumen, from the keres, it goes into the base cases. There's the second stomach, the food first passes into the first stomach, the karis, or is it called rumen. Then from the first stomach, the rumen, it goes into the beis hakeses, it's called in English the reticulum. And then from the second, the beis hakeses, the second stomach, the reticulum. And then from the second stomach, from the beis hakeses, it goes into the third stomach. It goes into the third stomach, and then from the third stomach, the third stomach is called in English the mesen, I think. And then from the third stomach, it goes into the stomach proper, the fourth stomach. That's kev. So nikva kev. Now the third stomach is called in English the mesen. And in the Mishnah, it's the same word, hemses. There's the third stomach. And then, from the third stomach, it goes into the stomach proper. There's the kev. That's the main stomach, the fourth stomach. There's the ebomesum, it's called in English. So nikva kevo, there's the fourth stomach. But the same aloha applies to the other stomachs too. Here the Mishnah mentions the fourth stomach. Nikva, if the kevo, the ebomesum, became perforated. Nikvo hamoro, if the gallbladder became perforated. Nikva daki, if the intestines became perforated. Now, hakeres apnimi shenikva. So the Gemara points it out, explains what is keres apnimis. So the Gemara says that it is called, what people call the hated part, the portion that is hated by the wolves. In other words, the wolves don't like this portion of the stomach. And it is at the upper, at the juncture between the esophagus, this sanya divin, the hated portion, the portion hated by the wolves. So it is at the upper portion of the first stomach of the wolf. And it is mamesh, close at the mouth of the stomach, at the juncture between the esophagus and the rumen. So that's called hakeres apnimis. So if this keres apnimis, that's really the upper portion of the rumen, shenikvo, oy shenikvo rivachitzeino, nikvo rivachitzeino, that is, if the membrane or that covers the stomach, so that was torn. So it's very rebuke. Hagdei lo tefach. In other words, if it's a big share, a bull, so even though it was torn to the extent of one tefach only, and in a bull, so one tefach is much less than the major portion of the membrane that covers the rumen of the bull. So it's also clean. But suppose it's a small share, so even though it's less than a tefach, but as long as it's torn, the major portion of the membrane that covers the rumen was torn, so it's treif. Now, hemses of beis hakeses, in other words, hemses, the third stomach, or the beis hakeses, the second stomach, the reticulum, she nikvu lechutz, only if they became perforated outside. But suppose there is a perforation at the juncture between one stomach and the other, so memele, then it's not treife, because the fact that the nekev appears to be at the juncture, so it's protected. So one stomach, so the membrane of one protects the nekev. So only if it's lechutz, not at the juncture between one and the other. No from an agag. Suppose a behemoth fell off the roof. Nishtapu rifts of itself. Suppose that the major, most of the ribs were fractured. Utrusas azay. Now that's trus. Actually, trus, as the Rambam points out, is dot reife that the Torah spells it out. Ubosa basode treifel is a chayu. What does it mean, trus basode? That if it was torn by chayo, by beast, by lion, or And so Mimele, that is Drusum. So this is the treifa that is explicitly mentioned by the Torah. So that's treifa. U Drusa Sazeh. Now, so according to the Tanakame, so when he says Drusa Sazeh, he doesn't mean only Drusa Sazeh, he means even Zeh. Needless to mention, if the behemoth was clawed, Drusa means that a lion with its claws clawed the behemoth of the foreleg, not of the hind leg, only biyad, only if it was nitris or biyad of the lion, that's the foreleg, not biregel of the lion. Why is it treifa? Because the tziperet, the claw of the foreleg of the lion, when it tears the behemoth, when it claws the behemoth, so then it injects the poison. Suppose the lion would bite the behemoth with its teeth, it will not be drusa. Only when it's clawed by its parent, not when it's clawed by its teeth. So why is it a treifa? Because when the lion claws the behemoth, so it thereby injects the poison into the system, of the behemoth, and it's a falomus. So mele, it is treifa. So of course, if a lion was de-raised the behemoth, it goes without saying that it's treifa. But the Tanakhama says that even if a wolf claws the behemoth, it's also treifa. It all depends. Drusa sazei bidako. Udrusa sari bigaso. If it's a behemoth dako, then not only if it was clawed by a lion, even if the behemoth dako, let's say a lamb, was clawed by a wolf, so it's also treifa. Mashein kein, if it's a bull, it's a behemoth gaso. So only, according to Rabbi Yude, only if it was clawed by a lion, not if it was clawed, if it was nidris or by wolf. Rabbi Yude imer drusa sazei bidako, udrusa sari bigaso. Drusa saneitz beifadak. If it is a small fowl, like a tziper and a yeno, so then even if it was not nidriso al yedei an ifagas would be a falcon, vulture. But Nates is a hawk. Now, even though the hawk is used as the symbol of prey, we say, I mean, this one is a hawk. And according to many Americans and so-called liberal Jews, so like Philip Klotznik, so Menachem Begin is the hawk. So hawk is the symbol of a bird of prey, but they are much more, I mean, they are bigger hawks than the so-called hawk. I mean, in other words, a vulture or a falcon is a bigger hawk than the so-called hawk. So drusa saneitz beifadak, in small fowl, so even if it was clawed by a hawk, not by a vulture or a falcon, so it's already treifa. But drusa sagas, but big fowl, a big bird, a big fowl, so it's only a treifa even if a gas clawed it, was the recipe, let's say. A falcon or a vulture, not if a hawk clawed it. Zeaklar, kol chain komeo chayo treifa. Any mako that occurs in the behemoth or in the oath, an account of which it cannot live, so it's a treifa. Now let's see the rash. אילו טריפיס כל הכל ממשהו פסוקו לרוב ולרובו לביס חלום אם מגיע לכל כותו נסי ונקשאילו נשברה שטרה ונפסקה חוט חודי וטריפיס די משם חוטו בקוז זה ספיים וקור ונשברה שטרה נקטור נאוך ונמיול זה נוקה דיפסיק איזה חוט על די שבירה שטרי אוי שחוס חוב נמור פור חיים נקב סימפי נס כנוקו נס קטן נס המספש נס בשיחורי יש האדם נווי יבוא כי שחי תחי נס Acheres apnimis, bigmor beforesh, but sanya divin, the heated portion in the keres, it's heated by wolves. I mean, that's the upper portion, that's at the mouth of the keres of the woman, at the juncture between the esophagus and the keres. So, shenikvo bimashu, shenikvo mashu, when Rabbi Yehuda distinguishes between Gdeilo Tefa and Vaktana Berubo, it doesn't mean Gdeilo like a bull and Ktano like Shleilev, not Beimodakom Beimagasa, but it means a small share and a big share. Loikasa Vidako Koma, Ela Shea Kot Mishel Godol, Yim Nikra Tefa Bishay, Avagabla Berube. Hem says, that's the third stomach. A messer. Ubeisa case is the second stomach, the reticulum. Seifa kereshikirim panzer. Also kikeiva, we call ubeisa cases. The hem says the third stomach, mechubabe. We saw with sobukhibom, shatmadil, yeshte from a zebe, devil a ze. Uvem tsayin shefrin, so the food is emptied out from one into the other. Uvem tsayin shefrin zele ze. The amachal nichnas. Mi beisa cases lehem says. Ume hem says likeivo. Then from the fourth stomach, there's the stomach proper, the cave, the abomasin. So then from there, the food goes into the darkened intestines. Not to the point of juncture between one stomach and the other. So then the daven of one protects the nekev of the other. והמחל נכנס מפסקיסס להמצס פסקיסס להמצס ומהמצס לקיבו ומהקיבו לדעת או שניקו לחוץ שהנקנדיר מה חוץ כניקו איזה או איזה שלא מכיר חובו מאפק שניקו מכיר חובו משתים בסין ונקפי לך מחור של זה לחור של זה נופלו מן הגד וישוחתו מיד ריפו אף על פי שאין שבע מרבו חי שישים שנשרקו ונספרקו יבוראו so it's not the fall by itself that makes it a trefo. Let's say, suppose, a behemoth fall from the gag upon a bundle of pillows, something very soft, so then it will not become trefo. If it falls from a height, so then there is always a choshe until we ascertain it. That is not so. But if we didn't ascertain it, so there was also a choshe that all the volume became shattered as a result of the fall. So there is a shoshe lest the ivorim became dislodged. The tam betrayers shalochem leishem sinayim uvidmor omar shimshoaso meisleiz vishochto ksheiro viaval pishelo yomdo. So suppose a behemoth fell off a certain height, and then 24 hours elapsed, and the behemoth is all right. So that's a raya that the Ivorim were not Nisras. Vavot Pishaloyom. Nishtab Lariv Tzal Nisel Belish Mifila Treifo. Suppose you know that most of the ribs became fractured even though there was no fall. Because of some other reason. Because it was shot. And because of the shot, so most of the ribs were fractured. So then it's also treifo. So if it was stricken by the wolf with its claw, so why is it treifo? Because if it is clawed by a beast, by wild beast, then the wild beast injects its venom, its poison, into the system of the baby. We say for bidak, avol bigaso. But if it's a bull, let's say, a behemogaso, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, so a wolf cannot inject the poison so quickly. But only a lion. Utrus sagi bigaso, vi kolchik midak, vi tanekam esova, alim zirei, that the venom, the poison is strong enough, the poison injected by wolf is strong enough to burn it, to burn the system. Vi migluya namaligaso. Hanaitz, that's a hope. Veif adak, tzipir v'yein, trus agas. Veif agas, avoziz v'tanegein. Zakla, more before I saw your mind. Kolchein Kamea Chai, Shalokso Mako Shein Behemo Likuya de Gmoso, Shabemo Likuya de Gmoso, Luya Lichis. Shein Behemo Likuya de Gmoso, Luya Lichis. In other words, if it has that kind of a Mako, which the Klal is, if any Behemo that is stricken with such a Mako cannot live, cannot survive. So that's it, Chai. That's it, Chai. Now the question is, the main question here in this Mishnah, in this Gemara is, now the Mishnah mentions Zeh Klal Kol Shein Kameo Chayotei, that the Treifa doesn't live, doesn't survive for more than 12 months. There is one Mandoma who says the Treifa Chayo, but this time, the time of this Mishnah holds the Treifa in the Chayo, it cannot survive for more than 12 months. Alright, the question is this the essential fact or it's only an accidental fact? If we say that this is an essential fact, so then it means that the reason as to why nikach krum shel meach or nikach alev lebis chalole, if the membrane of the heart is perforated or if the lung is perforated, so it's therefore because as a result of a perforated lung, so the behemoth must die. So we can say this is the essential fact. In other words, it is a treifa because it is destined to die as a result of a perforated lung. Or maybe just a semen. It's an accidental fact. It just happens, the Chachomim give us a semen. It just happens. It's an accidental fact that every one of the treifas doesn't survive, can't survive for more than 12 months. But it's a treifa because the Torah, the Aloch L'Mishim Sinai, declared these Yudches treifas. The Torah mentions Yudches treifas. So if you count them up, so you'll find it's 18. So in other words, so the Aloch L'Mishim Sinai declared them as treifa. And then, coincidentally, or accidentally, all these Yudches treifas cannot survive. But it's a treifa because it's a treifa. And this is an accidental fact, a coincidental fact. It's not an essential fact. So this is the question. Is, according to the Mandoma, the treifa in Chayo is only a simen, but it's not a treifa because it cannot survive. It's a treifa because it's a treifa, because the Halacha L'Mishneh Sinai declared this Yudches Makes as a treifa. But then, as a coincidental fact, we know that these treifas, which are treifas because they are treifas, cannot survive. So in Mele, we can take advantage of this simen. In other words, suppose there is a suffix, whether it is a treifa or not a treifa. So if we see that behemoth survived for 12 months, so it's right, it's not a treifa. But this is only an accidental fact. Oh, no. These Yudches treifas are treifas because they cannot survive. And suppose there will be Shiva Teva. Sometimes there can be Shiva Teva. So then there will not be a treifa. I mean, so that's the question. That's the question. Now, from Rashi's Loshin, Rashi says, Nofu min agag mishochto miyat treifa achol pishin sheva nirbo. Chim shishin she nisrasko v'nisparko yivareo. Ve'ein tam mitreifes. Shaloch al meishim sinai. So it's mashma from this Rashi that Treifa in a Chayo, and Rashi says it vis-a-vis the Mishnah, and the Tanakh of the Mishnah holds the Treifa in a Chayo. Still he says in Tam B'Treifas. So Mishlei, if we say that a Treifa, that the Treifa in a Chayo is only a simen, it's an accidental fact, it's not an essential fact, then we can understand this why he says in Tam B'Treifas. In other words, because Rashi was bothered, how is it that the Mishnah mentions these? Why doesn't the Mishnah mention other makas that are very serious? Let's say, the Mishnah doesn't mention, nor does the Gemara ever mention, that if the behemoth has cancer, behemoth can be afflicted with cancer, that is treifa. If the behemoth has cancer, so it's a misikenes. Misikenes is not treifa, misikenes is misikenes. It's not treifa. How is it that the Mishnah mentions Nikav, Nikvo, Reisha Nikvo. Alright, Reisha Nikvo is a serious condition. But it's not as serious as other Makas, as other Kaloyim, that the Mishnah doesn't mention. So Rashi says, this is what bothered Rashi. So Rashi says, in Talmud Treifas, you can't see any Svores. The Yisr of Treifas, the Shem Treifas, is not based upon the fact that the behemoth is very seriously sick. A behemoth might have a very serious sickness and not be treifet, and it might have a kind of a condition that is not so serious, that is relatively mild, and it is a treifet. Why? Because there's halacha l'mishum sinai. In other words, so when Rashi says v'intam b'treifet halacha l'mishum sinai, what does Rashi really mean? That even though the Tanya of this Mishnah holds treifet is a dechayo, so that's only an accidental fact. And it can be used in determining, ascertaining, as to whether a certain behemoth is a treif or not. But it's not an essential fact. It's a treif because it's a treif, because the halacha l'mishum sinai declares these chaloim or these makes as treif. These yutches makes as treif. Nikva reyen, nikva dakin, nishbura shetra misaka chuchalo, whatever. So that's a treif. But something that is not mentioned in the Yutres Treifes is not a treife, even though it might involve in a much more serious condition for the name. This is what Rashi means. Otherwise, what does Rashi say? Ve'intam betreifes, shalochel meshim sinai. Why, there is a tam. In other words, why are these mentioned? Because these are fatal, and other chaloyim are not fatal. So this is what Rashi apparently means, that this is only an accidental fact. I mean, the best raya, Mr. Asmore, would be the reason Tane who says the treifa chayo. So according to him, it's a special halacha l'mishum sinai that these yutches treifes are treifes. These yutches makes are treifes. Because even these makes, the behemoth can survive. And still is a treifa. So, memele, it's very reasonable to assume that the mandoma, the Tane of our Mishnah, says treifa in a chayo. So, he's just chilik amemitzias. But not that there is a different definition of treifo, according to Mandoma, who says treifo is in chayim. Now the mashal, even though most poskim reject the mashal, and the mashal chite is, and the Miri mentions that chite, that only rough treifes cannot live, but a new treifes can live. So obviously, according to the mashal and according to that lashon of the Miri, so treifo in chayim is only an accidental fact. It's not the essential fact. It's not the essential fact. All right. Now, let's go a little more. Now, before we proceed with the Gemara, so let's go over the first tesis here, I mean, which on the surface appears like a very unimportant tesis. Elu treifes. Apparently there were two gersois. One gersois was Eul Treifes Vebeima. The other gersois was Veil Treifes Vebeima. If the gersois is Veil Treifes, so the Vov is a Vov Amchaber. Apparently it's relating to what to the Mishnes that were mentioned in the second pair. So Igasinon Eul Nichre, so then there is no difficulty in explaining it. But Vigasinon Veil and these Treifes Vebeima. What do you mean and? What are you referring to? After all, it's a new halacha. So why do you say end? V'igasinom ve'elu yishli fore yishli koya atrukte Rabbi Sheva v'Rabbi Akiva v'heida l'Rabbi Akiva din ve'ele. Now, let's turn to that one and ve'ez on that. Now the Mishnah. Shochad es aveishet to posak es agageres. Suppose the sheichet was sheichet properly the veishet. And then the gageres, the windpipe, he was basic at, let's say, with the second pole. So it's equal. In other words, there was a psul of vikur occurred in the gageres. Oy posak es gageres, v'hakei shochat zaveishet. Oy shochat echad mem v'himtin lo'at shemeiso. Oy sheachli, es asakim tachas ha-sheni, u poske. Reb Yesheva v'imeo neveil, Rab Akiva v'imeo treim. Klal omar Reb Yesheva, v'shem Reb Yesheva. Kol shenifliseo b'shchitoso neveilet. כל ששחיתו סוכרו, וברך הגורם לו, לפוסה, לטריפה, ואין לרב עקיבא. So at first, רב עקיבא held that if, let's say, it was פוסק as a גרגרס, let's say the גרגרס, the windpipe, the major portion of the windpipe, was severed. שלו יעל נשחי. That's equal. שלו יעל נשחי. So then he was שייכי. The Veishet, so Rabbi Akiva held that it's not Nevele, it's Treife. But Rabbi Shimon said all the time, That is Mivela. Because it occurred, the psu occurred in the Shechita itself. And then Rabbi Akiva was made of it. Shochet is Aveshit. Veheino and Rabbi Akiva. Veremin. Eilu trefet mi behimo. Niku vas Aveshit. Upsu kesagar kikares. Sa'al merashi. Trevi vlav nevele. Vichim dechoz abei. Rabbi Akiva ahide le trevis man. Now, here at first there was a machlek between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shiva. But then Rabbi Akiva was chizeir and he conceded to Rabbi Shiva. That psukas agar geres is nevele. But it's a double portion. After Rabbi Akiva conceded to Rabbi Shiva, after everybody agreed that psukas agar geres is nevele. So why does the Mishnah in the treifes mention psukas agar geres among the treifes? No, it's not treifes. That's nevele. Amarobe loikash kan shishochat mipsif posak. So in other words, when does the Mishnah here Daf Lamed Vei say that everybody considered to Rabbi Sheva that it's Nevele? That it's Nevele. So that is in the case. Or so Gemara explains it. Shochat v'lipseif posak. If first he was Sheichet. And then it was Psukas Agar Geres. Shochat Zaveshit. And then Aldeiku. So the windpipe was severed. So Nifsele Bishchitei. Because he already started the Shchitei. And then, after he was Sheichet the Veishet properly, so the Gageres, the windpipe, was severed Aldeiku. So then, it's Ipsum the Shchitei, so it's Nevel. Posach Lipseim Shochat. But suppose first Aldeiku with the sakin pogum he just severed the major portion of the windpipe. And then an hour later, 2 hours later, it doesn't matter, it can be even a minute later or a second later, it doesn't matter. So in other words, as long as it was done before that she started the shchita. So and then posak lipseim shochat, kidabar gomel fosil. So then it's like shechting a behemoth that had a perforated lung. So here though, when he started the shechita, he already had a severed windpipe. So it's treibon. This is what the Gemara said at first. That's what Tovi said at first. Eiser abache barune levavi. Shochet zaveishin posik ageres posik ageres vakach shochet zaveishin nevele. So it says that even posik ageres vakach shochet zaveishin is also nevele. So the Gemara, so at first they tried to explain. But in Achname, he first he severed the windpipe with the second pogrom and then he started the shchita. So it's only treifet. So why does he give two tziyurim? So it's one tziyur. So in other words, when the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the treifet, so this Mishnah that we just went over. So it says Veilu Treifes, it means Eilu Asuris, but Yeshmen Veiles and Yeshmen Treifes. And Yeshmen Treifes. So the Gemara says Veilich Shifname Necheski, Monepshech. If the Mishnah mentions not only Treifes, but mentions Treifes in the Veiles also, so the Mishnah could have mentioned other Asuris. Adrasiris, the Omacheski, just as it mentions Psukas Agageres, which in fact is not Treve, it's Nevele, so it could mention other Neveles. Also Gister and Nevele. In other words, if someone chopped off the head of the Behemoth, even though the Behemoth is still Mifacheses, so it's already Nevele. It's already Nevele. It's even Mitamitomis Nevele. Now, there is a bill pending in Congress and in most in the legislatures of most states of the United States, which declares, that bill declares brain death. In other words, if the brain, if a patient does not show any waves on the encephalograph machine, that it should be declared that he should be considered in law as dead. So in other words, so then the doctor and the nurse and anybody will be able to do whatever he wants to do with a dead person. It's a terrible bill. Unfortunately, someone from the yeshiva world is involved on behalf of that bill. And the one who is involved on behalf of that bill, so he mentions, of course it's a lot of nonsense, so he mentions this aloche, that also gister is nevela. I mean, that in other words, if there is decapitation, beheading of an animal, I mean, so the same thing would be true of a human being. I mean, not, the Mishnah says that it's true of a human being. In other words, suppose the Gemara says in Mishorze that if somebody cut Rav Simonim in a person, in the husband, and then, if it is possible, then the husband would mitzave another person to write out a get, and if the get would be written while he's still mifarcheis, so it's a good get. I don't know whether such a situation in Bimtzias happened, but if it will happen, the Gemara says that the get is a good get, even though the husband had the Rav Simonim cut, and he's still mifarches, and he talks, he's mitzaveh. So then the get is a good get. But suppose he's decapitated, beheaded, then, and suppose it's possible. That certainly is not possible. And suppose it will be possible for such a husband to be mitzaveh. So the get is no get, because Alpidin is considered gister. If there is decapitation, so he's considered as dead. And he's even mitameh to mesnevel. He's even mitameh to mesnevel, as the Gemara points out here. So because of that, so someone said that al pi aloche, so if there is no brain activity, if the brain doesn't show any waves on the machine, and encephalograph machine, so it's like decapitation. So it's nonsense for two reasons. First of all, there is such a fundamental difference between decapitation and an apparent termination or cessation of brain functioning. Because if there is decapitation, so then everyone can understand, one does not have to be very smart to understand that there couldn't be any resuscitation. Once you behead a person, so he couldn't be resuscitated. Masha'in came, if the brain doesn't show any waves on the machine, so there are statistics, of course it's a very, very, very few, but there are statistics of patients whose brain did not show any waves on the encephalograph machine, and then somehow he was resuscitated. So there is a fundamental difference between decapitation and an apparent cessation of brain functioning. And then something else is possible. Because as a matter of fact, some doctors say that those patients who apparently did not show any waves on the machine and who were resuscitated, so it's not that the brain didn't function. But the brain functioned all the time, except that our encephalograph machine is not so advanced to be able to detect all kinds of waves of brain function. So, whether we say it that way or we say it this way, and I think that both ways are correct, you see. Both ways are correct. First of all, even if it had been determined with utmost certainty that there was a total cessation of brain functioning, it doesn't amount to decapitation. What is it? I mean, doctors, anavim, I mean, they can determine when it's possible to resuscitate or not. But one thing is clear, if a patient is resuscitated, so then it's a raya brure that he was alive all the time. It doesn't mean that the doctor was b'chayim nisim. Doctors cannot be b'chayim nisim. So, first of all, even if there is, assuming that there is a total cessation of brain functioning, so it does not constitute alpidin decapitation. And then, this is also very, very possible, that
that even if all the doctors say that there is a total cessation of brain function because they don't have such machines to detect a mild and very inert functioning of the brain. But if the, let's say, in due course, in time, as they will develop better machines, so they'll be able to detect, so for both reasons, anyway. So this analogy with Gisdor is pure nonsense, even though someone from the yeshiva world is involved in that there. As a matter of fact, I submitted a paper, Rav Meishi Shar asked me to submit a paper in Dr. Rabbi Blythe and Dr. Rosenberg, because I once delivered a lecture for the Royal Society in New York about halachic definition of death. So he asked me to submit a paper, and that paper was submitted to the Supreme Court of the United States because a lot of pressure by a number of doctors and laymen and even clergymen, there's a lot of pressure is exerted by many people that this bill should pass. That will be a terrible thing because it will involve Shachas Domi. Because many a doctor and many a nurse and some a worker in the hospital is ready, to take out the plug. The first moment, if he gets the okay from a doctor, he's ready to take out the plug. And many of these patients will probably still be alive, and then they'll be killed, by taking out the plug. So it's a terrible thing. All right. So, but their mokeya is this gemara, but it's no basis. So the gemara has the kashi v'lechshev namid cheski edom cheski also gister and elay v'lechshev namid Rebbe Elazar the omar Rebbe Elazar nitlo yerech v'chol shalom nevele. So manif shech if it's elay asur es katan v'yeshmen neveles v'yeshmen treves. So let him mention other neveles. So the gemara says ki katan ed nevele do imtam mechay. So the Mishnah mentions among the Treves, which really means the Lasureis, some Akes that are Nevele, but it's not Mitam Mechai. Mashenkin Gistere is Mitam Mechai. So one thing we see, and that of course, you see, here the Gemara said, Psukas Agageres is Nevele. Is Nevele, Psukas Agageres. And there is no machlekes reshenim as far as Pesukas Agageras is concerned. The machlekes reshenim is in regard to Nikubas Abeshet b'mashu. So the shite of the Rambam, and the Rashbo in Chulin, even though the Rashbo in Burbakame is to the contrary, but the shite of the Rambam and the Rashbo in Chulin is that it is also the name Nikubas Abeshet. So why is it mentioned? Why is it mentioned here in the Mishneh? So for the same reason that Pesukas Agageras is mentioned. So we'll see, But Nikubas, according to the Rambam, Nikubas Aveshet is Nevel. Not Reiv, but Nevel. So the Shita of Rambam is that Nikubas Aveshet is also the Shita of Rav Netam, and you should know, the Shita of Rav Netam, because that Rav Netam is mentioned in the Tesvis, that Flamed on the base, Hechel B'miyut Zimoni. So according to Rav Netam, Hechel B'miyut Zimoni means Miyut Kame of the Beishet. So what's the Abaye? The Abaye is since it's only Eise Masi Tarfes, not Masi Nevele, so maybe there is no Psul of Chod. So Rabbi Tam here, it says that when there is a Psul in the Miut Kame, so it's Eise Masi Tarfes. It's only, in other words, if it is Nikab Mimashu, so it's only Eise Masi Tarfes, not Nevele. That's the Shite of Rabbi Tam, and also the Eshkol, the Raivet, the Eshkol mentions one sheet like that. He mentions two Rishayis. So there is a machlekes in regard to Nikuvas Aveshet B'mashu, whether it's only Treve or it's like Nikuvas Aveshet, or it's nevele. But the Pesuk is saying Gergeres is certainly nevele. But even though Nikuvas, even though Pesuk is a Gergeres is nevele, there is still a fundamental difference between the nevele of Pesuk is a Gergeres and the nevele of Osogistere. Why? Because Osogistere nevele, if let's say, if you chopped off the head of a behemoth, so then it's mamish dead. If it's mamish dead, so maybe it's mitamit to Mr. Nevele too. I mean, what does Nevele mean? If it's me, so shall we all be shrite? If you beheaded, you chopped off the head of the behemoth, so it's mamish dead. Mashayim came. Psukas akageres is Nevele, but you cannot say that it's mamish dead. The Raya is, the Gemara says, we shall say that if the husband had both simonim, shochot, the kona and the veishet was cut, and he was such a, he was on the verge of death, I mean, but he was still mifarches, and he was mitzaveh, a shliach to write a get. Or let's say the get was already written before his wife Simonim was shochut, and then, but it was not delivered as yet, and then he said, "Tnu get liishti," as the wife Simonim were already slaughtered, cut. So, it's a good get? So if he's dead, how can it be a good get? The answer is, he's not dead, but there is a nisan nevele. He's not dead, but there is a nisan nevele. So, and he, that's the reason as to why it's not mitame tumas nevele. Because in order to be mitame tumas nevele, in order to be mitame tumas nevele, then he must be dead mamish. If he's not dead mamish, he cannot be mitame tumas nevele. But the nisan nevele, the behemoth is. Now the question, so here there is a machlekes. What's the pshat in this Gemara? When the Gemara says here, ki kotone nevele du mitame mechayim, aval nevele de mitame mechayim, loy kotone. So that means, psukas akageres, is not mitame mechayim. When will be mitame? After it will die. But as long as it's living, as long as it's mifar cheses, so it's not mitame, it's not dead. But nevele it is, the reason is a nevele. What does it mean, the reason is a nevele? So teisve shite, teisve daf lamed veis, omadalem, the last teisve said about it, where the Dibra Masr, where the Minu Elit Levi, the Behima, Pesuk is a Kageres, so teisve shite is, it doesn't mean that if somebody, let's say, will eat, let's say, of this Behima, before, while the Behima is still alive, but has a Pesuk is a Kageres, so will Behima be alive of the Seichel Kol Nevele? No. Because since it's not mitame tumas nevela as yet, so why should he be even is a nevela if he eats at mechai while still alive? It's alive. But it means nevela, it means that it cannot have any hetashri. That's the pshat in nevela. When the Gemara says here, kikotone nevela go mitame mechai, abu nevela mitame mechai mekotone, so mele gistere is mitame mechai. That's dead mamish. But psuk is a kageres, is loy mitame mechai. How about the nisan nevele? So teisa shite is no, justice is not mitame mechai. There is no nisan nevele either. So why does it say it's nevele? It means nevele. In other words, it's destined to be nevele. Because a behime is an ordinary behime is not destined to be nevele because you can shechdet, and then the death will occur through the shchite, so it will not be nevele. And even if the behime has a talfes, let's say it has a perforated lung. Has a perforated lung, so it will still, or a perforated heart, so you still can shecht it. So then it will not be matter, the shechit will not be matter at bachile, but it will be mitaya minitumas nevele. Masha'im ki in this behemoth that has a severed windpipe, or let's say a perforated esophagus, according to the Rambam, I shouldn't say the Rambam, because the Rambam has his own shita here. So then, it will, it's destined to be nevele. Because how will it ever not be nevele? You'll shecht it? Shchite cannot be a matter. So Teisve says that the pshat that in Pesukas Akageres is nevele, it doesn't mean it's nevele. It's not mitamitum, it's nevele. The Gemara says in so many words. And it's not a free, it's not affected with the isa nevele. We say, call nevele either. If somebody will cut off a piece of the meat from that behemoth that has a severed windpipe, and leave that piece of meat, it will not be chayav malkes for the love of Lisechol Kol Nevele. It will not be chayav malkes. Why? Because it's not available, it's still living. It's still living. In other words, he'll be either a nisa of Eilam Nachai, but not a nisa of Nevele. So what does it mean, Nevele, but it's not mitame? It means it's destined to be Nevele. There is no way to prevent that it should become Nevele. Because shchita will not be enough. This is how Tesis explains. However, Rosh Rambam is in connection with Psukas Agerges in Nikapavation. So the Rambam says in Perigimu Mechashchita Lochevov, Mipnei Shabeimu Oyov, Shenifsak Riva Koneshovo, Oy Shenikapavation Bimashu, Niveilo, Niveilo, Vinashchito Meelesbo, Moshe Isboya. So the Shach, in Siman Lamed Gimel, Siv Dalet. So the Mechaber says in Siv, I mean Siv Dalet, Siv Kotten Dalet in the Shach, but the Mechaber in Siv Godel Dalet Gimel says Veishet Etovetz Aveishet Shenikaf Lechol Bechol Shu Nevei. Like the Rambam, not like a Metam that it's Treif. So Zel Mishen Rambam. In Nishbor Mafleket Reposarim O Shnikas Mikabo Kitov O Shnipsak Revakone. Or she needs to have a whole chimok moral, the Shritari is in a veil of the Chai. Umashma behedie, Umashma behedie, midvor of the Kibes Avish, it have in a veil of the Chai. African Church. The Bach is Helik. And the Bach says, so in other words, that the Rambam agrees with Tesis. That even though the Rambam says in a veil of the Chai, it doesn't mean that you are even the Isa of the veil of the Chai. If you eat a piece of meat of that behemoth that has a perforated esophagus. It means it's destined to be nevel. There is no possibility of a hetashrit. This is how the Bach explains it. But the Shach, so in other words, according to the Bach's explanation of the Rambam, so the Rambam shit is like Tesis. The Rambam shit is like Tesis. But the Shach says no, the Rambam is chelka, the Pashtas Aloshon of the Rambam is not like Tesis. However, this is what the Shach says, the Pshat is in the Rambam, in the Sifsikeir. But in the Kudis HaKesef, he is Chesef. And he says, it's inconceivable that it should be Neveil, it's still alive. It's still alive. Voraya, it's not Mitamit Mes Neveile. And it should be Veil, the Yisrael of Neveile, of the Yisrael called Neveil Mechayim. So then it comes, so in the Kudis HaKesef, he is Chesef from what he wrote in the Sifzikeyen. And he says, he agrees with the Pshat of the Bach. But the Pashtes HaLoshin of the Rambam is as the Shach, as the Sifzikeyen says, not as he says, not as the Bach says. All right. Now, then the crazy place he says. Now he says that the Pshat in the Rambam is like the Shah, the Sifzikeyen, not like the Bach. That the Rambam is chilik atesis. That when it says nivelo, it means it's effectively some nivelo mechay. But mitamit to misnivelo it is. In the gabi to misnivelo that depends upon actual mise, actual death. So, gistere, if it beheaded the head, if it was beheaded, so then it's mamish dead. But here, it's not dead, it's chayil chodvoro of a human being. He can divorce his wife with both simonim being cut, not just psukas agageres, but with both simonim being cut, he's still considered as a chayil chodvoro. So, certainly here, psukas agageres is considered chayil. So, but as far as the Issa Nevelo is concerned, it doesn't depend upon the actual death. It doesn't depend upon actual death. So, he can't say, we have to say like the crazy place. How could we say different? I mean, after all, the Gemara says, V'lechshiv nami necheski edom necheski also gister in Nevele. So then the Gemara says, "Kiketon nevelu mitam mechayim." Avu nevelu mitam mechayim lekiketon. All right. So actually, Gemara refreshes. So why is it that the crazy place here to say it? Because it's possible to say that in the maskona of the Gemara doesn't say that there is a difference between psukis agageres and gistere. All right. Now let's see the Gemara further. Reb Shimon Lokishom, kan sheshochad mokim chtach. כאן ששוחד שלא ידמוק עם חתך. שוחד מוק עם חתך נפסול משחיתי. שלא ידמוק עם חתך, כי דבר אחר גורם לו לפוס אותם. So he says that רבשים מהקונית רבשים מלוקיש, it all depends. So if it is שוחד מוק עם חתך, in other words, let's say, a פסוקס הגגרס. There was a psukas agageres. Then he he was sheichet at that place. So it's nisul b'shchit. Shaloi b'mokim chtach ki dovarach ha-korem lo. If, let's say, it was psukas agar geres, let's say, over here. It was psukas agar geres al deikor over here. Then he came with the sakin shal shchite and he was sheichet it in another place. Not in the same place. So then it's considered like shechting, in behemoth has a perforated lung. So then it's trained. ומי יום רפשים מלוקי שוחה ואום רפשים מלוקי שוחה סקונה ורקי מקווה הרי הקשיר או מכמן מלכה כמנכה בדיקול דם. So in other words, so once you cut one semen, so that semen is considered out of the not only as cut, it's considered as if it had been cut out from the organism, as if it had already been placed in a basket. So Mimele, how can you say that if he cut the cone, if he cut the cone, let's say over here, on top, I mean he cut the cone with a second pole, he severed the major portion of the circumference here on top, then he came with the second shoshvit and the he cut it properly, I mean, he slaughtered it at the bottom. So then you say it's only treife. How can you say it's only treife? According to Rav Shimon Lokish, so once you cut the rough semen, even though the other semen was not cut as yet, but that semen is considered not only cut, it's considered as if it had been taken out from the organism and put in a basket. So how can, after it is, suppose you cut, you sever the major portion of the cone, and then after that you tear it out and you put it in a basket, and then the sheikhet will come and he'll cut at another point, he'll cut it, he cut it properly. So it, of course, it would be ridiculous. What kind of a shchite? So what kind of a shchite is it here? ומי אומר רפשים לא כישוחר ואומר רפשים לא כישוחר זה הכל רק ימי כבר יקשיר אבל כמן מרחן כלו דמי וכן אמר מרחן בקטון אמי אלו אמר רפחי ברעב ואומר רבי יחנן לא יקשה כאן קדם חזורן כאן לאחר חזורן ומי שני לזוז המקיימו ומי שני לזוז המקיימו. So the Gemara in the final Teret says that in the Chname, after the Maskone of Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva considered to Rabbi Yishevov, so the Meile Pesukas Agageres is not a treifa, should not be mentioned in the list of treifas. But this study of the Mishneh, this Mishneh was learned and was arranged before Rabbi Akiva considered to Rabbi Yishevov. So as of that moment, so Pesukas Agageres was according to Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva was the one who learned that Mishnah, was misada that Mishnah, before Rabbi Nakodesh, in that order. So Mimele, when Rabbi Nakodesh was misada the Mishnah, so he put it, he didn't want to change it. But in Chaname, after the Chazoret by Rabbi Akiva, so Pesukas Agageres should not be mentioned in the list of treifas. But Rabbi Nakodesh didn't want, you know, to change the order from the way it was arranged. You know, before Rabbi Akiva considered to Rabbi Sheva, before Rabbi Akiva considered. So this is the Teretz of the Gemara. The reason is why some Achrenim say that according to the Rambam, so Nikuvas Aveshet and Pesukas Agageres is even mitamitum es nevele. It's not only that it's osam echaim, but it's even mitamitum es nevele. But it's a Gemara Mefureshes, the Gemara says, Ki kotone nevele, de lemitame mechaim, av nevele nemcham mechaim le kotone. The answer is, because the Gemara doesn't remain in the Teretz, the Gemara gives another Teretz. So they hold, according to the Maskola of the Gemara, we don't have to say that there is a distinction between Gistere and Pesukas Agageres. It's only in the Havam of the Gemara. But this is not Mistaber. I mean, of course, it's very Mistaber, like the crazy place, that even though the Gemara doesn't remain in the Teretz, that the Pshat in the Mishnah is Eila Asureis, Yesh Men Treve, Yesh Men Veiles, the Gemara doesn't remain in the Teretz. But as far as this principle is concerned, that even though it's Nevele, it's not Mitam Mechaim, that remains Maskana too, you see. That remains Maskana. Alright, now. So the Teretz says, Oh, Ikasino Eilu Michi. Vigasinum veilu, Yeshli foresh, the koyat look there be shame of Rabbi Akiva, if it's veil. So what's the connection? Why do we have a Valam Chabad? The answer is, it relates to the machleim between Rabbi Shimon and Akiva. Ve'edel Rabbi Akiva, the veil. So that's why Rabbi HaKodesh put in the veil. He didn't want to change. You see, the order that was studied before, the order in which it was studied before the concession by Rabbi Akiva, so Mimele, but in order to emphasize that now it's not Reife, Psukes Agageres is not Reife, but it is Nevele, so he put in the vow. Veile Rabbi Akiva Nevele. Oi, Koya Kohane, Shchitos Ipsul in Lil, Tav Psul Shira Bishchite, Vav Nevele, Vikom Aroch Avel and Reifes. Another Teretz is the reason why he uses the vow of Chaber, is because in the preceding Mishnes, the Mishnah discussed something that became possible for Chlode, and so on. So Memeila, then he says, Veil. So all these psulim, absolim shchite, so Memeila, it is Nevele, Masheinkim, but, and these are treifes, I mean in contrast, to the psul of Chlode, that is a psulim shchute, which is Nevele, so in contrast to those psulim, these are treifes, so that's why he uses the bow. Say, all right, the taste is that the base of Medalla. Look at my lane with base quality. So if the heart, the membrane of the heart, was punctured into the cavity of the heart, so then it's straight. Pishoni kube lo yitzlech lo bisna lo base quality. Shein daki. Because the membrane is very thin. The pshite shein not naked. Sheineke choshev behem klal im lo imikav lebisklole avaleiv shol. So since it's very thick, so I could say even if it doesn't penetrate, even if it's not a penetrating neke into the cavity, so salted aitach sheimikav beimek shul choshev neke. So kumashmona then. Now Tesis was bothered by Kashe, why doesn't it say that Nital Alei V'Orei V'Hadak V'Yistreif? If the heart was removed, that is treif. So from this Tesis you see, I mean, and all the Shem pointed out, that the cessation of heartbeat does not constitute death, because if the cessation of heartbeat so constitutes death, even a human being, so it's not shaykh to say treifes, so it's nevele mamish, if it constitutes that. So it's mefuresh in the stasis, that the fact that the heart stopped working is no criterion for death. Alright. But certainly it is a treife. So why doesn't it mention? So he says, no, it's not necessary to mention. It's obviously it's treife. Because since even Nikabalev is treife, Allah has come and bechamo, if the heart was taken out, and the same thing applies to the rei. Let's say, if one lung was taken out, so if the behem is a treife. Because that's a kalochimel of logic from Nikabare, the adaki, if the intestines were removed. So it's not Yeisakal, it's not less homo than Nika Fadaki. But we do find in certain treifes that where it is perforated, punctured, so then it is treif. But when it's taken out completely, so then it's not treif. The Afal Gavdi betchul the spleen. Oma bigmore the middle kosher. If the spleen was removed from the behemoth, so then it's kosher. And nika, but if it's punctured, so it's treife. Yeah, so that is an exception. But b'chol hane nikuvim ditane, pshite v'cholshke, nita, cholshke nita, v'nikva ha-moro, the gallbladder, name nire, v'cholshke nita o ditreife. That not only if the gallbladder was punctured, so it is treife, but if the gallbladder was removed from the behemoth, it's also treife. Und mit Kombo, mit Lakom, mit Steyr, mit Klum, Itzrich. So why does he have to mention a nidla kovid in shtayim in a klein? The efshaliyah is the nidla kovid lo yamo. She nidal kol bosar ha kovid v'nisha amor dvuko v'gitik ha kovid. Once he paid this of a mele, I would say that it's not reife, so yes, tell us. We hold it now. So in other words, so Teisa says, and all the Rishonim say the same thing, except where it is explicitly spelled out otherwise. So anything that makes nekevid into a treife, so the removal of the organ in which nekev is matriv, so the removal of the organ certainly makes treife, unless it is spelled out differently. All right. We hold it now. Tabeveilu ksheris, nekev alev, viloibilis alev. So why does it have to mention again? It's mentioned here, it's a treife only, it's nikavalev beschole, only when the nekev penetrates into the cavity. But otherwise not. So why does he have to say again in the next Mishnah that nikavalev, when it doesn't penetrate into the cavity, it's not treife, it's all treimadi, mochalava shemino. The hava mile, if it just had been mentioned now, Mishnah beschole, I would say the pshat in the Mishnah is, so mochle beschole, the safely nokifat beschole. That was because there is aloche. Now, when you have certain adhesions, sirches, and the long and the way, so it's also treife. So it's also treife. So there is a machlikes rashin teisves. Why is it treife? I mean, after all, the Mishnah doesn't mention that if there is a sirche and the reye, so and the sirche that cannot be removed by mild touching, you see. So if the Mishnah doesn't mention it, the Mishnah mentions Horeyesh and Nikvo. So there's a machlikas Rashi thesis. Rashi says that if there is a sirche, so that it's a raya, that there is a nekev. And thesis says no. The fact that there is an adhesion on the long, it does not indicate that there is a nekev in the long. But it is destined to become perforated. So the male, so we don't say, since it's destined to become perforated as a long, as a result of the sirach of the addition and the long, so the male, we have to be cheshish every moment. Maybe the nekev occurred already. No, it's treife already. The fact that it's destined, that he has, is a certain matter, a certain condition, a certain matter in the long that he will ultimately culminate in a nekev. So it's considered as if he had a nekev already. As if it had a nekev already. And even, let's say, he'll share the behemoth a minute after he noticed that adhesion. And so, I mean, it couldn't develop in the nekev yet. So it'll still be osabachil. Because the fact that it's going to result in a nekev in due course, so that makes it a treife. So mele, we could say in the next Mishnah didn't spell it out. Nikav aleiv. The loyal is holy is cheres. I would say that even if it's nikav aleiv, the loyal is holy, but as long as it's deep enough and it's likely to extend, to widen into the beschole, so mele it's treife, even though he was shechet immediately before it had a chance to widen into the beschole. So that's why it's kamashma. What it now we the cheers the slowly I mean why does it have to tell us in the next Mishnah after all? It says here Psukasagargeres is treif. So I mean so we understand that Nikva Gageres is not treifor. Haile Mishum the boil misne. It's not necessary. It isn't necessary for the next Mishnah to spell out the Agasher, but Agavuch, because it says Nizdikom. So Memele, he mentions also Nikva Agagersche. Vinishbara Shedre, Vinishakachuchalo, Itzlich. Now the next Mishnah says, now here the Mishnah says, if the spine was fractured and the spinal cord was severed, so it's straight. So Rashi points out that the important thing is the spinal cord, not the spine. there, the next Mishnah spells it out in so many words that Nishbara Shedre, if the spine was fractured, the spinal cord was not severed, it's Kshel. Why is it necessary? Because as far as this Mishnah is concerned, I could say either a fracture of the spine or a severance of the spinal cord. So Kamash will know that the important thing is the severance of the spinal cord. In Amalamine de Bayotalte, I would say that it must have both a fracture of the spine and the severance of the spinal cord. So the next Mishnah tells us, no, that it's the spinal cord. It's not a fracture. It's not a fracture of the spine. I mean, Kamash will know that it means we need to have a covet, we need to have a covet, because I is probably more, we should say, oi shechos. So it says, the Mishnah says, oreya shenik voi shechos. If the reya became perforated, or it became deficient. Before it became more, oi shechos from bifnim, oi shechos from bifnim. So in other words, so there is a machlekes in the Gemara, whether chisom mi bifnim shmo chisom, or lo yishmo chisom. In other words, suppose there is no perforation on the lung, but internally the lung becomes deficient. This happens even in the early stage of tuberculosis. If the behemoth is afflicted with tuberculosis, even the early stage, in the final stage of tuberculosis, if it's not cured, so then there is total deterioration of the lung. But let's say in the early stage, so it already becomes deficient. So according to that mandoma, that chisom bifnim shmo chisom, so without any nekev, but if internally it's deficient, so before you move oish chosom bifnim, so without any nekev, uman doma chisom bifnim oish mi chisom, So how does he explain the Mishneh? So before that mandoma who says the song of the song before the nikvo the rabbanon. So the nikvo represents the view of the rabbanon. Oisha chosro represents the view of Reb Shimon. Oisha chosro Reb Shimon. The omar achi kinokiv the bisam simpeinis or the chisorim kol shu meide. So in other words, according to Reb Shimon, so a nekev is not matriv in any place. Only if it's tinokiv lebisas in penis. At the point of juncture, if the nekev occurs at the juncture with the bronchia. But otherwise, if the nekev in the reye occurs in any other spot, so it's not a treife. But if there is a nekev and combined with a deficiency, so even though the nekev is in any other place, not at the juncture with the bronchia, it's already clear. Alright. Chutzis aleitz, tabutai yoseif u'shayach lemisne. The question is, the Mishnah about treifes of eifes is the third, is much further. Is the third Mishnah. Why is it that the Mishnah discusses treifes eifes? Because it discussed trusas behemos, so mainly discusses trusas. Trusas aneitz. Veiva dak. In other words, if it was flawed by hop. Yasin b'tisef tevoru v'chiniz l'apayim b'slichas t'chalas Yisrael. Medres hagaz v'netzef reichim chutzim. V'taime, why is trusas aneitz? If it was flawed by hop. So, why is it reife? So it could be treifa even if it's able to knock, like it's here in a reich. But this is not the reason as to why trusas aneitz is treifa. Dim king holy kuboi, because just as the Mishnah doesn't mention sirches, why? Because that is included in the kubas areya, all the sirches, the tamatri, are included in the kubas areya, so we shouldn't mention that. High time we don't must listen dam yeli yusev dam yeli bisre. In other words, if there is a change of color of the lung of the behemoth, in other words, if it looks like ink, black like ink, so then it is also treife. Why doesn't it mention? The answer is because the reason as to why if the lung changed his color and looks like ink, black like ink, so his treifa is because it's a Inoki. That's the Isashita. I mean, all the treifas in Re'eh are based upon the fact that it's Seifel Inoki. So that's the reason as to why all these other treifas in Re'eh are not enumerated, just Nikuvas are Re'eh. So, and since Druse is mentioned, it certainly is not based upon the fact that it's Seifel Inoki. But why is Druse Treife? Well, time the Druse Shoheres, Seirem is Seifel Amos, when a beast or a bird of prey is there, its claws, so then it injects, the wild beast injects its poison into the system of the behemoth or into the system of the bird. So the melee it's trained. All right, now we go on. Omer Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Remes Leitreif Natir Minayim. I mean, we have to discuss what is the Mokia for the Yisra of Treif. It's explicitly spelled out. Uposo Baso de Treif Olisachil. El Remes Leitreif Oshinechayo Minatir Minayim. Diktone Seife Zeaklao. Kol Sheif Komeyo Chayo Treifo. Michlao Di Treifo Inachayo. Because it says in the Seife, Zeaklav, Kol Sheim Komeyo Chayo Treifo, so Michlal Di Treifo Eino Chayo. Minolon, how do we know? Dichzi, so how do we really know that the Treifo cannot survive? So, Dichzi, Vizeis Achaya Shetachil. Chayo Achayu, Sheino Chayo Leitech. So in other words, only that behemoth which can live, but that behemoth which is a Leite Lomus, if it has a certain condition, that it cannot live, so in the melee, it is, you cannot eat. Chayo Achayu, Sheino Chayo Leitech. Michlal Vitreifu Lechayo. Since the Droshe is Zeis Achayu, so the Torah implies only a behemoth that is chayah, that can live, is capable of living. But a behemoth that is not alone is not. So it's a chayah that it treifo cannot survive very long. Uman de oma treifo chayah. But the Gemara will say, this is the machlokes anoi, whether treifo chayah or treifo loy chayah. Uman de oma treifo chayah min olon. Nafkelei mizeis achayah ashotecheilu, zeis achayah acheil. Chayo acheres loitech, michlal di treifo chay. So that mandoma holds on the counter. He learns out from the posik that the treifo is chay. Vihidoch, and the mandoma who says the treifo in a chayo, he cannot explain the posik, zeis achaya shatachilu, zeis achaya acheil, chayo acheres loitech. In other words, chayo acheres loitech, michlal di treifo chay. Vidoch, I say smile the way. We boil it on Rabbi Shmuel. It on Rabbi Shmuel is the Chayat Achilu. I'm sure that Rishbo will come in the middle of the nation. I'm like, say, Achilu, this is like a Vidoch. How does he know this thing, this aloha of Rabbi Shmuel? Because after all, he dashes from that posse. Zois Achay Achil, Chay Acheres, Lite Achil. So, how can he learn out that Tophas Rishbo will come in the middle of the nation? Vidoch, Nami boil it on Rabbi Shmuel. Enoch Nami. Elo treifa chayo. So how does he know treifa chayo? Not from this pasuk. Zo is a chayo. Asher techeilu. Because zo is a chayo asher techeilu. So every mandoma has to dash. Tofas HaKadosh Baruch Hu lemeishe. We call minu min. Ve'al lemeishe. Elo treifa chayo min olei. Nafkul midoch tonem Rabbi Shmuel. From another pasuk. Yitonem Rabbi Shmuel bin achaya nechelet v'achaya shalo yitecha. Eilu shmini esrei treifes. Shenemru lemeishe misim. So in the Mishnah here, you can count up 18 treifes in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yiston, Rabbi Shmuel says, it's Aloch Lameish Mishinai, that these Yudches Makeis are a treif. Alright, now the Rashi. Ubozo Baso de Treif Lizchei, Vavo Gavdi Yad Alfinominei, Vyal Mebos Pzachot Shitzi Yotzokut Mchitzosei. So something else is also included in that love. Mikol Mokei, Treifo Mashba Treifo Mamish. What does Treifo mean? What's the Pshutis of Mikrof Treifo? Torn up. What is torn up? Torn up. So the Rambam says it means it was nitriso. If a wild beast claw the behemoth, so that behemoth was torn up, was nitri for by the wild beasts. That's truth. Because the Tana of the Mishnah agrees with the Mandoma that al matrif ana khayo zeh sa khayo khayo zeh sa khayo man do matrif khayo kam firkin om la abu kemi va we haben mis keine stein so schon zeh sa khayo the one who says trif ana khayo so it cannot survive for more than it weis khayde zeh is mi utu va kham ashma zeh is tam bei mis khayo sa khayo 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 ki khay vod avo mis khayo etekh u ben khayo shlo etekh avo mis khayo etekh shmei nes trif es lo nit la mikro kam shtam elo alo khal mei she misin. So it's a lochel meshim sinai that you trust reifes. Now, so it goes without saying that the mandomar, like Tonu Rabbi Shmuel holds that reifo chayo, the Gemoyles, we say that Tonu Rabbi Shmuel holds reifo is chayo. So according to him, the reifo is exercise, it's a lochel meshim sinai, not because it cannot survive. That's why it's a reifo. It's a reifo because it's a reifo. The lochel meshim sinai declared it's a reifo. Now, the question is, according to mandomar, who says reifo in a chayo, then it can be considered. So we can say that even according to Mandoma, Treifa in a Chayo. So the in a Chayo is only a synonym, it's an accidental fact. It's not an essential fact. It is just as according to Mandoma, Treifa Chayo. So it's a Lochel Meshim Sinai, it's based upon a Lochel Meshim Sinai, even though it can live. But, so the Mandoma who says Treifa in a Chayo, also agree that it's based upon the Lochel Meshim Sinai. But, coincidentally, there is a synonym. In other words, not community is, if there is a sophic where the baby is a treif or not, so we observe the baby, if it survives for 12 months, it's a raya, that it isn't a treif. That it isn't a treif. But treif in a chayo, according to Mandoma, treif in a chayo, Tanabayo Mishneh, is only an accidental fact. Or, since the Mishneh mentions that Zach, Lao, Kochin, Kameo, Chayo, treif, so it's an essential fact. And they don't have a call of Mandoma Treifa Chayo. So then, it's based upon a Lochel Meshim Sinai. But the call of Mandoma Treifa in a Chayo, even though it's also a Lochel Meshim Sinai, but a Lochel Meshim Sinai itself is based upon the fact that these Yudches Treifes are not Chayos. That has to be considered. That's what we saw yesterday from the Roshon of Rashi, that Rashi Shita is, because Rashi says in the Mishneh, in Tam Treifes. And Rashi mentions that in the Mishneh, the Tam of the Mishneh holds Treifa Chayo. Still he says, in Tam Treifes. If he had held that the Inner Chayo is the basis for the Treifa, if he had held that the Inner Chayo is the basis of the Treifa, so Mimele, he wouldn't say in Tam Treifes. There is a Tam. The reason is why one market made him a Treifa and the other market does not make him a Treifa. The reason is why Nika Foreye makes the Behemah a Treifa and let's say Kensa and the Behemah does not make the Behemah a Treifa is because Nika Foreye, so it's in a Chayo and Kensa it is Chayo. But we don't know the cure. We don't know the cure. So, why does Rashi say, in Tam Treifes? So it's mashma that, from Rashi, that even according to Tanav Avraham Mishi, who says, Treif in a Chayo, it's only a simen. It's an accidental fact. But a Treif it is, for the same reason that it is a Treif, according to Mandoma, Treif a Chayo. Alright, that's Rashi. But there might be another Shittes Rishayim, that is Chayot and Rashi Ulsim. Now, so you more ask, Misureke, Tonu Vorim Shmoyel says, there are only Yudches Treifes, but aren't there more treifes? Bazga is the Rosh Tevis. The base stands for behemo shenechtichu ragleo min ha'akuba l'mayim. So if the lower part of the leg of the behemo was removed beneath the knee, so then the behemo is not a treif. But if the upper part of the leg of the behemo above the knee was removed, then behemo is a treifa. So there's the base. The base stands for behemo shenechtich ku ragleo. Now, the samech stands for chisorim. Let's say chisorim bishetre. If a chulye was removed, the vertebrae from the spine was removed, or if there was a certain chisorin in the skull, the Gemara will discuss it. So the Samech stands for chisorin. Chisorin b'shetre, chisorin in the skull. And then the Gimel stands for gludon. For gludon. Now, gludon means that the hide of the behemoth was completely removed. Completely. From the whole organism of the behemoth, you removed the hide. So, now, and then the reish stands for charusa. Charusa means if the lung of the behemoth became shriveled and hard. So that's basta. It's an abbreviation. So in other words, four treifes. Voyike basta, four more treifes. And chisorin bishedre and gludo and charuso vishef shmaitze. And then there are the seven aloches mentioned in the braise, seven other treifes shef shmaitze. The Gemara will mention. So in other words, so we have more than yutches. So we have four and seven, 11. So we have 11 more over and above the yutches mentioned in the Mishnah. So be shleim elitani didon. Our time in the Mishnah just mentions 18. Just mentions 18. So memele, but these 18 add up to a. He just mentions certain treifes. Nikloreye, nikavkushal meyach, so on. Nishvashelu nisachuchalo. So when you add them up, it happens to total to add up to.